This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A story now, well, it's an interview, actually, about how what you don't know can indeed hurt you economically. Something called the Economic Census of the United States should be going on right about now, but it's not because of, well, a whole lot of reasons, all of which are laid out by Danny Vinnick in Politico. Danny, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me, first of all, would you, what the Economic Census of the United States is?
The economic census is this kind of big count of businesses that the government does every 5 years or so. And it takes down things like concentration of industries, revenue. There are huge importance of where businesses are actually located, what industries are rising, which ones are falling. Mm-hmm. These numbers just come up everywhere, basically.
Okay, so to the point of this piece then, and I'll just steal the headline here and ask you the question it asks, is Washington bungling the census? What do you think?
I think there is a chance of it being bungled. People aren't ready to say we're in a crisis quite yet. But lack of funding is really, really costing the Census Bureau right now. They're just having a lot of trouble actually funding a lot of the preparations they need to run both the economic census, which, as I reported in the piece, is going to be delayed 6 months,
right,
which might not sound like that much. But in this sort of a world, 6 months is a lot. You know, we're supposed to do it every 5 years. A 6 month delay means all the statistics that are based on the economic census, all the decision making that's supposed to use those numbers in the process are delayed and are using right. old data.
We should point out here that this is not Donald Trump dismantling the administrative state, right? These budget problems with statistical agencies in the government writ large, we'll get to that in a minute. That's been going on for years and or decades.
Yeah, I mean, this is a decades-long trend of very tight budgets, and it's actually made worse by the fact that people are responding to surveys less. So response mm-hmm. rates are going down, which makes it more expensive. You have to get larger sample sizes. You have to talk to more people, and that just costs more money. And so you have a combination of more expensive surveys with less money to do them, and you can imagine how that creates problems.
But we're in the age of big data, man. Isn't it easier now to get data? Can't we get it from third-party providers? I mean, my phone knows what I buy and can't, you know, not to single me out, but can't that be made somehow relevant to the statistical agencies of the government?
Absolutely. I mean, this is like the big hope of the statistical agencies. I talked to the chief statistician of the U.S., and she called it a watershed moment. And the truth is there is a lot of opportunity here, but there's also a lot of questions. So when you're using third-party data or commercial data, you know, you have to wonder, what is the quality of it? What happens if the person collecting the data, the company collecting the data, stops doing so? What if they change their methodology? There are all these sort of questions that can impact the data. And when you run data from the federal government, when the federal government collects it, there are certain rules that make sure it's a very transparent process. And there's nothing like that for commercial data.
There's a great example in your piece of sort of the real-time impact of this. And I say real-time sort of tongue-in-cheek. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has done, I guess, two surveys on the gig economy, like Uber and the rise of all that. One was in 2005 and one was like a year ago. And, you know, they're surveying this incredibly quickly changing economy twice in 12 years.
The short answer is yes. I mean, they used to do this every 2 years before 2005, and then they lost money to do it. And, you know, for the last 5-6 years, they keep asking over and over again. It costs $1.6 million. That's all it costs to run this thing in a government that is trillions of dollars. The Bureau of Labor Statistics itself is around $600 million each year. We keep talking about the rise of the gig economy and all these new companies like Uber and Lyft that are, you know, taking over, and you can see their political power and their economic power, but we don't have actually good data on this. And it's mind-blowing that we actually don't have this sort of information right at our fingertips, given that all the policy that's being made that is impacted by it.
Danny Vinnick, he's the assistant editor of The Agenda at Politico. His piece that we're talking about right now is called, Is Washington Bungling the Census? The answer from the piece is quite possibly. Danny, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.